Hey, boy, can't go to the bathroom?
The bathroom has everything, including the brand new Lazy Bowl reclining toilet. It's flush when you flush.
Fly, toilet, fly!
I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Thank you, Johnny Cash, bringing us back to hour number three of the Rosie on the House radio program. Nearing its 25th year in existence, our host Rosie Romero is somewhere on the road today. After the Flagstaff Home Show last week, he and his wife, my mom, sweet Jennifer, and Carol, my youngest sister, I'm one of six, took off, went and spent some time in California and Reno, skiing with some relatives, and then my brother-in-law, who's in the service, was graduating from the Naval Linguistics School in Monterey, California. So they had that graduation yesterday. Congratulations, Sergeant Lieutenant Wayne Dahl. I don't actually know his official title, but that sounds pretty good. Sergeant Major. Hey, Sergeant Major. General Wayne Dahl.
Sounded really good. General, Admiral, whatever he goes by.
It changes so fast as he moves through the ranks. I can't keep up. So he graduated yesterday, and they are now on their way back. I know they talked about swinging by the Hearst Castle and checking that out, which is a definite must if you've ever if you're ever in that part of the country, the San Luis Obispo. I am not a fan of California until recently. I'd been to L.A. a few times and San Diego and for this and that and various different, you know, those quote-unquote school projects where you go with your math class to Six Flags, like we ever talked about math, but whatever. We had a lot of fun and did some roller coaster rides. I hate it. I don't like big cities and living and feeling that congested. My wife's from Chowchilla, a farming community of about 3,000 between Fresno and Modesto. And we went out there, and I now see why people in California distinctly say I'm from Central or Northern California. That's nice.
You're just a small town boy.
That's nice. Man, and that San Luis Obispo, that was some land you could use. They had dry farming where basically there's no irrigation. They rely completely on rainfall off of the coast. Is, you know, 40 miles away, rolling hills, beautiful country. God, that's some neat country. So there, and if you're in that area and you got to stop at the Hearst Castle, that is an incredible tour. I don't know what they were thinking when they built that. But man, that is so cool. So y'all have a safe trip. It is get back safely. We have a little family gathering going on with the siblings for Easter without them. I think that's the first Easter without my parents I can ever recall. That's usually as big, if not bigger, than our Christmas and our Thanksgiving family celebrations. So y'all have a safe trip.
Simple reminder: it is Easter tomorrow.
Yes.
Not your anniversary. Easter.
Thank you.
Is tomorrow.
And your anniversary is next weekend. Easter is tomorrow. We're joined in studio with Don Stabley talking in-home automation as it relates to our topic of the day, bathrooms. We will get to in a moment where we're here after we cover this talking point from our article today on topic of bathroom trends and changing. Say goodbye to your shower door and curtains. I can't love this design feature anymore. It is one less surface to clean. It is one less surface to deal with. So when in design coming up, a lot of just and talk about universal design. You know, no doors. Waterproofing much more of the bathroom. Roll a wheelchair in and out. You can bring a stool in and out. You don't have anything to trip over. That is the number one thing that seniors do, is they take out the bathroom tub and just do a straight walk-in. So it's an incredible universal design. We can accomplish it just simply by having enough room that the splatter and splash doesn't matter, and you've got a drain just right there in the center, or doing some glass block building. So, yeah, I mean, you may have to clean the glass block, but I am a huge fan of doorless bathroom or shower enclosures. Don't have one, but I'm just a huge fan of them. I'm not saying it. You open it to the rest of the house, Mike, our engineer playing with our sound effects in the background there. I'm just saying in the bathroom, you know, you close your bathroom door and it's built to just have, you know, there's just your shower head and your spigot and your on off hot, cold. I love it. And less building material there. So let's get to our calls. So we've been waiting patiently. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mary and Carefree. Good morning, ma'am.
Well, I'm doing exactly what you say, taking out the tub. We want to be handicapped accessible so we can age in place. And my question is about the window. The over the bathtub is a huge window that looks out into a side yard. We get privacy now by Venetian blinds that we carefully open and shut just enough. I want to be able to, in that shower, still see outside. We're looking for contractors, and the last one we talked to suggested I could use two kinds of glass block. One would be the very wavy, can't see through at all. The other would be a clearer one that we could get the impression of outside, and it would become almost an Art Deco design. I've heard both bad and good things about art glass block. I'd like the light. I'd like to be able to see out. I've heard they transfer too much heat and cold. Can you give me advice?
Which direction is this wall facing?
West.
Directly west.
Yeah.
It's going to cook you in the summer, I won't lie. Now, does that mean not do it? No. You could put shade trees out there, canopy, awning of some kind. There's a lot of different things we can do to take that direct sunlight on a west facing evening. But I tell you, in the wintertime, you're going to love it. It gets dark at 5, so if you shower in the late afternoon, but I mean that heat coming in the wintertime, and as for it getting cold, maybe in the early morning, you could probably feel a difference if it's a direct exposure. But your water's still coming out of your shower at 120 degrees. You're going to get warm pretty quick.
You do approve of glass block in general? It's okay
sure.
to use?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anything masonry that goes together with grout.
Okay. And where did you say that they have lots of toilets?
Oh, Clyde Hardware as showroom down on Camelback and 15th Street, just south of Camelback on 15th Street.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. I appreciate the call this morning. And enjoy. If you need a contractor for that work, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, hit the general contractor or remodeling categories, and you can find a list of contractors there. Pick it by region if you're in Tucson, Northern Arizona, or Phoenix. And we're actually breaking that out now. There's Casa Grande, and we're going to be breaking Northern Arizona into many regions, Prescott, and then Sedona, Oak Creek, and then Flagstaff, and hopefully soon White Mountains. We have some opportunity there that we're developing and can't talk about yet, but maybe coming soon. Chuck in Phoenix, good morning, sir. How may we help you? All right, we're coming back to Chuck. John Chandler. Good morning, sir. Pros and cons of retro foam. Good morning, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, thank you.
Happy Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter to you. Thank you. May you have a blessed one.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I was just inquiring. I have a 2003 home, basically a stucco single level, and I have a southwest-facing room that seems to be hotter than the rest of the home because it's on the corner of, mm-hmm. of the house. And I had an AC guy come out and kind of increase the pressure on that room alone, stealing it from the rest of the home. And I was hearing that maybe retro foam could come in and spray in those exterior walls and kind of increase my R factor. And I think it's currently, I think walls are what, 19?
If you have a wood-framed home,
I do.
With bat insulation and exterior stucco, it's an R19, yes.
Okay.
And as for putting foam in, absolutely. I couldn't tell you a single con as it relates to what you're talking about. The only thing that could potentially be a pain is if you ever did an addition on that side. It's going to be a huge, messy tear-out. But... I mean, that's it. Tear-out's tear-out, though. When you're talking demolition, it's always messy.
Exactly.
So if you've got plenty of wiring, Don Stabley can back me up on this. If you've already got plenty of wiring in that home where you for your outlets, for your networking, for anything, then go ahead and spray your foam in. But if you need to put some pre-wire something in for future electronics or low voltage, do that now.
Open. Yeah, do it while it's open.
Because once, okay. I mean, if you guys ever ripped into a foam wall, you can't.
Yeah, no, it's a messy, real hard project.
So
yeah, I had a second line put in for the phone, and then I also dropped in for the internet. So that's there.
Foam it.
I was just assuming those guys would not. You're not taking the wall out. You're just putting some existing holes in. It's foaming in and filling up the voids.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. When it first came out, Thermal Advantage was doing foam insulation into masonry. And they started doing interior walls for nothing other than just soundproofing between rooms on the interior, because you just have your, in most homes, your wood frame and drywall on each side. You know, I can get pretty noisy between rooms, especially if you've got kids' rooms back-to-back or you have a master next to a couple kids' rooms. So they, at a request, would start foaming the interior. Well, as it's developed, you saw it first in new construction before the drywall went on. There was a handful of different manufacturers were making foam, but yeah, it's come to a supply and demand where and really just what makes it a better insulation is, instead of just that spun fiberglass bat, you know, you have a closed cell foam, so the heat transfer takes a lot longer, whether you're transferring heat from inside out during the cold or outside in during the winter. That is, it's thermal barrier. What makes masonry so great is the amount of thermal barrier it has to go through. When you're looking at the Casa Grande ruins that the Indians built in the 1300s, you know, they were keeping cool because their adobe walls were 2 and 3 and 4 feet thick. Homes aren't built that thick, but what this and the foam does is it helps build that thermal mass. So you've already dropped your wires in for electronics and data, foam it. You're going to be happy with that result. And it's surprisingly cheap for what you're doing. If it's completely full or you have blown in there now, there may be some more drywall demolition, but that's going to make a big difference. And then insulation, shade. I don't know if it makes sense to put a trellis. I don't know how much room you have on that side. Put a trellis, stick a vine in the ground a few feet away from the foundation so you're not watering the foundation, and grow a vine on it, shade that side, and that's going to be those two together, and that it will help stabilize the temperature variation in that southwest room. I'm not going to tell you right now that on a wood-framed home, even with shade, we're going to get you to the same temperature as the northeast corner of that house. That sun is a powerful force, but you're going to be a lot happier. Let's get back to Chuck and see if we have him on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are well. Thank you.
I had a plumber. He's a real good plumber. When he was out here doing some work, he had suggested to reduce the corrosion of your pipes. You can buy these electrical coils that go around the water pipe that comes into your house. You know, the little unit plugs in the wall, and the little coil assembly goes on it. And I keep racking my brain trying to see if that's a scam or not. I know AARP had, I've seen in two of their magazines, a full-page ad. I was just wondering if you ever heard of it or had any experiences.
We have, and I will come back after this because I just realized I'm 2 minutes over on the break. So hang tight. We'll come back and talk about Chuck's problem. And we also have James, Dennis, and Jolana all on the line.